I read something here that scared me. I'll give you the results of the study, and then I'll show you how I digressed. Researchers at Italy's University of Bari say gazing at paintings by your favorite painter may help ease pain. They delivered stinging sensations. That's what they call it. Stinging sensations. Shocks. They delivered shocks. You ever notice these shrink types? Well, they're into the shock stuff. Shock shrink, you know? They delivered stinging sensations from lasers. Gee. To the skin of 12 subjects. Healthy subjects. They always have to say healthy because they're saying, you know, we're not messing with people. Who were looking at paintings they had previously rated as beautiful, neutral, or ugly. Well, ugly, that'd be kind of pretty much any modern painting, wouldn't it? The pain reported from the people was one-third less when they were looking at something, a picture, a painting, they found pleasing. The pain was worse when they saw pieces they didn't like. They're looking at yucky, ugly, you know, the paintings, the kind where I went to the Cleveland Museum of Art, big art museum up here, and I'm not always the coolest guy culturally, but I thought I made a good point. The guard was there. I walked up to him and I said, you know, if you look really close, you can see where some of these guys colored out of the lines. And I said, look at the light colors there. You can see the numbers underneath. There's a 12. Now, he looked at me, didn't say anything, but I could tell he was impressed. I could tell he was thinking, boy, oh boy, this guy's one of the first people to notice this. But I got to thinking on a more mundane level, or if you like a better word, a more quotidian level. That's a good word. Boy, you fling that baby around, and not too many people are going to go, oh, yeah, quotidian, you know, it's kind of like if I hear that word one more time, it's like overused city. Those of you with younger kids who come in and show you pictures that they've drawn, particularly of you, and you know from Parent Handbook 107, Section 5, Paragraph 3, Subsection C, you have to say something like, isn't that, oh, that is beautiful. We're going to get you in one of those art schools. That is really, really nice, honey. What is it? The worst pictures, the ones that probably make you experience pain more than others that you're gazing at, is when your kid does a picture of you. These things are ugly, and you know it. And we say things to kind of gently correct. Well, honey, do you think daddy's belly's that big? That looks like mommy's belly when she was having you in her belly. Or, well, boy, that is a big, big, big set of teeth there. Do you see those teeth is that big? Or the ladies, you know, well, are mommy's pants that big? Those are big pants. Now, if a kid's pretty slick, he's going to make this drawing. And he's going to know that this is going to shake you up. But he's going to draw it that way anyway, you know? Draw daddy with a little less hair than he has. Draw these eyes that are kind of bloodshot. Ears that sort of hang down to your shoulders. Nose hair sort of coming out. Mustache on mommy. And you try to be gentle about it. You say to the kids, is that what you think mommy looks like? And they're smiling. They're smiling because they want you to know that this is just a loving picture and it has nothing to do with reality. And at their age, this is the best they could do. Now, most of us think that's probably the way it is. But I gotta wonder if, in fact, some of these kids are pretty slick and they do their own little impressionistic drawing. Remember in painting, there for a while, this whole idea of painting was you do an impression. You don't try to replicate reality. What makes good art is that you put yourself into the picture, and it's kind of like a Rorschach inkblot test, you know? You get these paintings that sort of are kind of fuzzy, and they sort of look like reality. And I wonder if our kids are doing that. This is my impression of what you look like, Dad. Short, stubby little guy with no hair, bushy eyebrows, and stuff coming out of your nose. Now, if I was a slick little kid, that would be a great way to be disrespectful and have your parents compliment you for it. Think about that. How many times in your life as a kid are you going to be disrespectful and your parents are going to say, oh, that's wonderful. I just think I'm going to put that up on the refrigerator. That is just gorgeous. And you, as a kid, go, boy, that is one ugly mug I put on her, and she's loving it. Yow! I've discovered the secret of snotting off non-verbally, and she thinks that I'm being cute. I tried that when I was a kid. I did. I was ahead of my time. I remember when I drew that picture, I was 19, handed it to my mom. She caught on. She said, what are you saying, Raymond? I said, Mom, I just drawn a picture of you. She said, this is King Kong. I said, well, I imagine from this angle, there is some resemblance.